Music Hall with Edward Everett Horton, Raymond Page and his orchestra. Our guests tonight, Joe Stafford, the King Cole Trio, and Private First Class Buddy Marino. And my name's Les Tremaine. And here is Edward Everett Horton.
Dear me, Les, dear me, my social life is so upsetting. Everybody's inviting me. Elsa Maxwell, Mrs. Vanderbilt, Mrs. Astor.
You mean they invite you to their home?
No, they invite me to leave. Really, Les, I don't know why I'm not more popular. After all, I'm friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well-read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good-looking. Well, what's the matter with my face? Why, my face hasn't changed in 30 years. Darn it.
No, that isn't your trouble, Eddie. What you need is more zoom.
More what?
Zoom, 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 zoom.
Are you leading a parade?
No, Eddie. Zoom is a combination of zip and oomph. And I've been taking a personality course to develop it.
My word, really? Well, how does one go about developing a zoom?
Well, it's all a matter of personal magnetism. I'll show you the power I've developed. Now, look straight into my eyes. Keep looking. Now, how do you feel?
Foolish.
Believe me, Eddie, you can have the assurance and the poise of Gregory Peck.
Yes, but the best parts he'll keep for himself.
The most important rule is to make people notice you. Never say ordinary things. Make them dramatic.
Oh, I see, I see. Listen to this. Flash. What prominent Hollywood figure was taken for a ride today by a certain powerful underground movement?
My gosh, what happened?
I took a ride in the subway. Is that what you mean?
Not quite. When I come into a room, I don't just say, hello. I say, I'm Tremaine. I'm outstanding. I'm marvelous.
Oh, that does sound impressive. That does indeed. Let me try it.
Sure, go ahead, Eddie.
All right, now, here I go. I'm Horton. I'm outstanding. I'm, what else am I?
You're marvelous.
Oh, do you really think so?
Oh, well.
I must try that on Raymond Page. Will you call him over?
Sure, Eddie. Oh, Raymond, Eddie wants to tell you something.
Well, what is it, Eddie?
I'm Horton. I'm outstanding. I'm marvelous.
You're nuts.
Maybe I could do better with a girl. And what more charming girl is there than that wonderful star of the Ford Show, New York's Club La Martinique, and a great recording artist, Miss Jo Stafford.
Good evening, Eddie.
I'm Horton.
I'm Stafford.
I'm outstanding.
Well, why don't you reduce? What's this all about, Eddie?
I am simply trying a new way to become more popular.
Well, Eddie, if you want people to love you, there's only one way, and you should start right tonight.
What's that?
Lead a quiet life, don't flirt with girls, don't gamble, take long walks, and go to sleep early.
Well, in that case, what's the use of waking up? Well, Joe, maybe people will love me, but I know there's one thing I'll always love, and that's your singing.
Gee.
That was a lovely girl named Joe, and here comes a guy named Joe. Hello, Joe. What do you know?
Now that you can get cheese without any ration points, pay a visit to your food dealer's cheese display. Take home an assortment of your old Kraft favorites, several glasses of the tasty Kraft cheese spreads to have on hand for snacks and sandwiches, and some fresh Philadelphia brand cream cheese for a salad. Keep your eyes open for Kraft American with the wonderful medium mellow cheddar flavor and the sharper flavored Old English. And get a 2-pound loaf or some half-pound packages of the smooth melting cheese food, Velveeta. More and more, Kraft cheese will gradually be coming back to your food store now that Kraft has finished its important wartime job of making cheese for battle rations. Remember, when you go cheese shopping, the world-famous name of Kraft is your guide to quality every time.
They all say that good things come in threes. Three little pigs, three cheers, three feathers, a three grows in Brooklyn. But no three ever sounded quite like the King Cole Trio. After making some of the most popular records of the year, and in the midst of an outstanding run of theater appearances, they're here for a one-night stand in the Kraft Music Hall, the King Cole Trio. Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. You're Nat Cole, the leader of the trio, aren't you?
That's right, and this is Johnny Miller, and that's Oscar Moore.
How do you do? How do you... I understand you boys just finished working on a picture.
Yes, it's called Breakfast in Hollywood.
Breakfast in Hollywood. It must be a cereal.
No, but we had a big role.
I am ashamed of you, just ashamed of you. Of me, too. Incidentally, have you seen my latest picture, Lady on the Train?
No, is it good?
Is it good? Why, the Railroad Weekly gave it 4 toots.
Well, well, Mr. Horton, in honor of your latest picture, here's an extra toot and a musical salute.
Well, zoot. Isn't that cute? I wish I'd brought my flute. All root, zoot.
Just a shy guy, my, afraid to try guy. No lie, there's a gal that I like, but I just can't get my words to hypnotize. And when she pets me, you betcha it gets me. And yet, every time I hold her hand, I'm just too shy to say the things I plan. Every time she's close to me, my heart is filled with ecstasy, and like a dope, I let the chance slip by. There, I should have told her then, but all I did was sit and grin, and ended up so mad that I could cry. 'Cause I'm a shy guy, wish I were a sly guy, then I could say, baby, baby, I love you. Just like those guys in moving pictures all do.
Mm-hmm.
wish I got. Wish I were a sly guy. Then I could say, baby, baby, I love you. Just like those guys in moving pictures all do.
King Cole, that was really groovy. How in the world do you get that unusual rhythm?
Well, we just syncopate each quarter note, thereby retarding the rhythmic impulse. That's putting it roughly.
Yes. Would you mind smoothing it out?
Well, the main thing is that we sing off the beat.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. You afraid of the cop?
Well, no. Let me show you what I mean. Do you know any new songs?
Do I know new ones? Well, now, let me see. I should, yes. What's the newest song I know? Oh, of course. Coming Through the Rye.
That's not new.
Oh, this is fresh rye.
Okay, I'll show you how to syncopate it.
If a body meets a body coming through the rye. See what I mean?
Oh, that's very nice. I see. Very nice. And you make the rye sound so scotch.
Now you try it. Now you try it, and I'll play the rhythm.
All right.
If a body meet a body coming through the rye.
Oh, dear. I'm a little flat on my body.
Well, let's try it again.
If a body meet a body.
How was that?
Well, your body's solid, but the meat needs more flavor.
Well, what am I? What am I, a singer or a butcher?
Our next number will be I'm an Errand Boy for Rhythm.
Oh, I see. What you mean? Now on, I'll let you sing it.
If you want to swing and shout, get to kick, forget about, I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send me. Lace your boots and follow through, I'll deliver straight to you, I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send me. You can always find me down at Smoky Joe's. That's the place where every gal and gator goes. If you want variety, just step in and call for me, I'm an errand boy for rhythm. Send me.
When anybody asks what I like best about Harry James' band today, I always say Mrs. Harry James. But 2 years ago, my answer and the answer of thousands of others would have been Buddy Marino. Still the same fine young singer who was rising rapidly to stardom, he's now Private First Class Marino of Uncle Sam's Army, Buddy Marino. Good evening, buddy.
Gosh, Mr. Horton, it's certainly a great thrill to be standing up here with an actor who's always been tops with me.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I've always admired Les Tremaine.
Young man, when I was your age 4 years ago, I really appreciated great acting. Why, every single day for 2 years, I stood outside the Mansfield Theater where the great John Drew was playing, and the doorman would sneak me in. For 2 years, mind you, every single day, the doorman would sneak me in.
Then after that, you must have sounded exactly like John Drew, hmm?
No, exactly like the doorman. Well, right now, we'd like to hear someone who sounds exactly like Buddy Marino. Go ahead, Buddy.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be false, but they wouldn't do for nobody else. Gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. Yes, it had to be you.
That was It Had to Be You by Buddy Marino, solid sender, first class. And here's a word from a go-getter, first class.
It's been a long time since cheese lovers could go foraging in the refrigerator with much hope of finding what they were looking for. But now, the ration points are off on all varieties of cheese. Let me repeat that. The ration points are off on all varieties of cheese. So, ladies, take care of those cheese lovers at your house. Visit your dealer's cheese counter tomorrow and take home several varieties of Kraft cheese spreads for snacks. Get some fresh-flavored Philadelphia brand cream cheese, too. Look for the famed Kraft cheddar varieties, medium-mellow Kraft American, and zestful Old English. And be sure to get the children's special, the cheese food Velveeta. It's the one you spread or slice for snacks, toast for sandwiches, and melt for smooth cheese sauce. Gradually, all of your old Kraft favorites will be coming back, the sharp ones as well as the mild, so keep on the watch. Remember, now, as before the war, the world's favorite Kraft cheese varieties are made by the men and women of Kraft.
Les? Les Tremaine? Les, why don't you answer me?
Because I'm not here, that's why.
Well, that's too bad, because there was something that... What?
I said I'm not here.
Well, in that case, who's that scrawny-looking person standing in your shoes?
Well, it can't be me, because I'm not here.
Ridiculous.
I'll bet you $5 I'm not here.
$5? All right, all right. That'll be the easiest $5 I've ever made in my life. And just to make sure, we'll let Joe Stafford hold the money. Joe?
Yes, Eddie?
Les Tremaine is betting me $5 that he's not here.
Why, that's silly. All you have to do is tickle him like this.
I'm still not here.
Well, somebody's having a lot of fun. Joe, here, you hold the money. Here's my $5.
Here's mine. And I'm so sure I'm not here, Eddie, I'll give you odds. 5-1.
Oh, that's marvelous. That's wonderful, Joe. Here's 5 more.
Here's my one.
Now, go ahead, Tremaine. Go ahead. Go ahead. Prove that you're not here.
Well, it's simple. I'm not in Philadelphia, am I?
No.
Well, I'm not in Chicago, am I?
No.
I'm not in Pittsburgh, am I?
No.
Well, if I'm not in Philadelphia, and I'm not in Chicago, and I'm not in Pittsburgh, then I must be someplace else.
That's right.
Well, if I'm someplace else, then I can't be here.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, Eddie, you lose. Les, here's the money.
Just a second. Joe, just a second. You can't give him the money.
Why not?
Because he's not here, that's why.
Now, wait a minute. You lost the bet and you owe me the money, Eddie Horton.
Eddie Horton? I'm not Eddie Horton.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm not Clark Gable, am I?
You sure ain't.
I'm not Humphrey Bogart, am I?
No.
And I'm not Margaret O'Brien, am I?
No. But what about it?
Well, if I'm not Clark Gable and I'm not Humphrey Bogart and I'm not Margaret O'Brien, then I must be somebody else. And if I'm somebody else, I'm not me. Joe Stafford, if you're still here and your name is Joe Stafford, sing. $5, $6, $7, $8, $9. I wonder who I am.
Climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo trail. dancing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There's the dawn in so silver and pale. And it's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
Thank you, Joe Sappin. You know, ladies and gentlemen, for the past few weeks, a most unusual bird has been singing in my backyard, the Australian lovebird. And he has such a haunting call. Just like that. The beautiful strain never stops. All day and all night. It never stops. Someday I'm going to wring that bird's neck. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back next week with Les Tremaine, Raymond Page and his orchestra, and as our special guests, Hildegard and Catalino and his Rumba group. Good night, then. Good night.
Another fine Kraft food product you'll want on your weekend shopping list is Kraft Salad Mustard. This creamy, golden Kraft Salad Mustard puts an extra tempting tang into relishes and sandwich spreads, peps up the flavor of deviled eggs, adds extra zest to cheese dishes. And if you like an extra tingle of sharpness, there's another delicious variety in the Kraft line. It's the Kraft Mustard with nippy horseradish added. Buy both kinds and please the whole family. Ask for Kraft prepared mustards when you shop tomorrow. This is the National Broadcasting Company.